Takes us to the Gaza Strip. A five-day ceasefire there is nearing an end. Representatives of Palestinian resistance groups holding indirect talks for a lasting truce with Israel say that they expect the ceasefire to be extended if a deal is not reached. The head of the Islamic Jihad faction within the Palestinian delegation says that Palestinians are not willing to go back to war. The current ceasefire will expire at midnight tonight. Media reports say the differences between the Israelis and Palestinians still remain wide. Palestinians insist that the seven-year Israeli-Egyptian blockade of Gaza should be lifted before any deal can be signed. Tel Aviv says that Gaza resistance fighters should be disarmed. The indirect talks mediated by Egypt began last week after a month-long Israeli war on the impoverished Palestinian territory. Let's bring in Hani Albassous, professor at the Islamic University of Gaza, who joins us from the Gaza Strip. Hani Albassous, I'm not too sure what is going on regarding this talks. Maybe you can tell us. It's been 4 days. The fifth day is here. We know the precondition by the resistance fighters and the Palestinian factions lift the siege, and then Israel, their demand for the Gaza Strip to be demilitarized. Obviously, that's not going to be met. So what's being talked?
Well, the fact is this political process is so complicated amid a situation which is difficult because the Palestinian delegation in Egypt insisting that the Palestinian demands and conditions should be met basically based on a humanitarian aspect by lifting the siege which has been on the Gaza Strip for the past 8 years and having an end to this war on the Gaza Strip with opening all the crossing points. The Israeli side wanted to disarm Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and the Israeli side does not want to meet the demands of the Palestinian people and refusing to deal with Egyptian initiative. This difficult situation makes us living in kind of a limbo situation, make it difficult to have any expectation what's going to come in the next few hours. But I think the situation would go into one or two directions, mainly extending the ceasefire for the next few days, giving a chance for the two delegations to make more indirect talks with Egypt as a main mediator, or maybe we're going to see more confrontation and clashes in the next few hours. We're going to be waiting for the next 5 hours, less than 5 hours before the end of this ceasefire. Most likely, I think the both sides will extend this ceasefire for the next few days, feeling that some international players would make difference, especially the United States, Egypt, the EU would put more pressure on the Israeli side to concede and give up and to meet the Palestinian demands, especially next week, Saturday. I think there's a summit between Mr. Mahmoud Abbas and President of Egypt, Sisi, to talk about the situation and to end the siege on the Gaza Strip would take place next Saturday. This means most likely we'll see next few hours extension of the ceasefire. But if there is no serious talks, no serious situation about the meeting the demands of the Palestinian people by the Israeli side, I think factions like Hamas and Islamic Jihad would go back to launch rockets from the Gaza Strip to hit the Israeli cities to force them to meet the Palestinian demands, because it's not possible to keep the Palestinian people living under siege for 8 years. And this war on the Gaza Strip for the past few weeks resulted in the killing of more than 2,000 Palestinian people, destructions of many areas in the Gaza Strip, and so on and so forth. No way that people in the Gaza Strip and Palestinian factions would accept to have only ceasefire without meeting the demands of lifting the siege. This siege, which was killing Palestinian people, slow death, no way, no one in the Gaza Strip would accept only ceasefire. Only we Palestinians would accept ceasefire if it comes with ending the occupation in the Gaza Strip. I mean here by lifting the siege, complete lift of the siege on the Gaza Strip, opening the crossing points and giving Gaza and people in Gaza Strip the freedom of movement, the freedom of buying supplies, the freedom of having medications, and giving people all the chance to live a decent life like anyone else in the world.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Hani Albassous, professor at the Islamic University of Gaza.